Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, February 11th. Just had to wait for the calendar app to load because I don't have my laptop out in front of me with my usual little scripty thing that is loaded up from Text Expander and fills in all the details. It's minus 27, feels like minus 36. It's another freaking cold day. If you've never been somewhere where it's really cold for extended periods of time, you may not have experienced houses, like the buildings, sort of creaking and expanding, contracting with the cold, and just getting these loud cracks. And I thought it was just, we used to live like in an old 1940s, built in the 40s, 50s, wartime house that was, you know, quite old. And so I thought it was maybe just that house that was really bad at that. But even this house, which is, I mean, it's mid-80s, it was built. So it's still, 30 years old almost. Over 30 years old. It's still just, you wake up and just like loud cracks in the night. And as the wood and whatever materials to build houses, I assume it's not HTML and CSS, but I don't really know for sure. I've never pulled apart a house. This episode is brought to you once again by Campaign Monitor and A Small Orange. A Campaign Monitor is where you go for awesome email newsletters, campaignmonitor.com. A Small Orange, you can check out the link in the show notes for the sponsored link section to go to a YouTube video I made, how to get set up with A Small Orange, setting up your WordPress site, and sign up with them for awesome web hosting. Where'd my thing go? What was I going to talk? Oh, right. I'm in a panic again because I'm trying to record this before I have to get out the door here again, which I should get up earlier, I guess. That's my fake New Year's resolution that I haven't succeeded at yet. Following up a little bit from, we recorded a long lost episode of, or an episode of the long lost podcast, Lost in Lemon, that I do with my brother-in-law, Chris, who lives in Australia. And it had been like 3 months, I think, since we'd recorded an episode. So it was good to catch up. I'll put the link in show notes, episode 78 of Lost in Lemon, called Fluffing Out Our Portfolio, as they say in Australia. And one thing we touched on in it, and then we talked about afterwards, is this, and it's a sort of a theme of this show that going back a bunch of episodes ago, of the like either false confidence that people seem to have sometimes on the web, especially, and it happens in real life too, but we're both digital web people. And so we see it on the web a little more. I'm sorry, my printer just made a noise. And apparently it's printing. So, but anyways, something we're trying to explore and sort of push each other on is that idea of like being confident in what you do, not being overly confident so that you're making false claims about what you're able to do, but talking confidently. Something my wife has challenged me on a bunch as well is just whenever somebody asks me what I do, I'm kind of like, well, you know, I sort of build websites and I kind of do this and maybe I kind of do that and this, you know, that kind of stuff. And I've like grown in my confidence of what I'm able to do tremendously, especially running my own business, but even over the last 10 years of doing this, obviously compared to where I was 10 years ago or beyond, way more confident, way more, but there's still like, as much as you get to know things, you realize how little you know. And so I still suffer from, I don't know if it's a Canadian thing, if it's a Mennonite false humility, whatever thing, or just my upbringing thing, somewhere in between what I had for breakfast, all that stuff. And it just, yeah, I always downplay way too much to the extreme. And it definitely hinders me in terms of how I look to a potential client, how I look to a potential friendships or whatever, that kind of stuff, and partnerships and things like that with the work that I do. And so trying to make a plan, I really hate courses and things that try to teach you stuff. I rebel against those to a fault again as well. But somebody needs to come get the thing off the printer, so I gotta end the show. But so that's something I'm working on. If you've got things that you'd like to suggest for me, I'd love to hear them. I probably won't follow through on it because I hate that stuff, but you can email me, chris@goodstuff.fm, iChris on Twitter, and this has been Dailyish episode 73, which you can find at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/73. Oh, and if you're in the LA area, Los Angeles greater area, or can make it out to LA, there's a meetup happening shortly. I don't have the details in front of me. Good Stuff meetup with Tim Smith and Kyle Roderick. You'll want to check out, I'll put a link in the show notes to the invitation on Eventbrite to get all the details. It's in about a week, I think. And you can check that out and go hang out, drink some coffee, chat podcasting, nerd stuff. Okay, thanks for listening. Gotta go. Have a great day. Bye.